You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
This episode is about crushing commies, but before we reveal the secret sauce, there's an update to a show I did about 3 years ago. Now, last week's episode was about how people who think they're cute are ruining the world. They're narcissists, of course, and when they reproduce, they project their narcissism onto their offspring and demand that everyone else find their kid as irresistibly cute as they do. But really, to narcissists, their kids are just extensions of themselves. Mini-me's, as it were. Most people can at least wait until their kid is born to commence child worship. But then there's the trend for prenatal adoration, taken to a totally insane level. That's the gender reveal party. I have two kids. They're both now young adults. When my wife was carrying them through numerous ultrasounds, we did not want to know what sex they were. By the way, we don't say gender on this show. So we didn't want to know their sex because we did not care. We just hoped for healthy babies. Boy or girl, didn't matter one bit. We would be thrilled with either. And we were. Two girls. If there were gender reveal parties back then, we would never have entertained the idea of throwing one. Because nobody gives a shit about what sex somebody else's kid will be. Nor should they. It's idiotic on the face of it, slathered with conceit. I once worked with a publisher who had a great saying he often used, and I have repeated many times, and that saying was, "Nobody gives a shit but your mother. And nobody gives a shit what sex a baby will be, except idiot parents." So I saw this news story about a pair of parents-to-be in Southern California, and it closed the loop on a show I did back in February 2021. Now, Southern California is a desert. If it didn't steal water from the north, there wouldn't be a patch of green anywhere. It gets incredibly dry, especially in summer. Wildfires can start from anything. A hot catalytic converter parked over dry grass will do it. A tiny ember from a charcoal grill. And when a wildfire gets going, they are the most dangerous thing imaginable. The people who don't live in LA, they always think earthquakes are the scariest, but wildfires are exponentially more lethal. A wildfire moves as fast as the wind, and when they really get going, they create their own weather. Tornadoes literally made of fire. You can't outrun them. Often you cannot outdrive them. Firefighters have been burned alive in their trucks while trying to outrun fires. So anyone with the brain of a squirrel knows you don't fuck around with fireworks in the summer in SoCal. Unless it's a gender reveal party, because that's so, so important. And these half-wits set off a smoke bomb, which started the fire that destroyed 23,000 acres and burned for 71 days and cost $43 million to suppress and killed a firefighter. The proud papa was just sentenced to a year in jail, 2 years probation, plus 200 hours of community service for felony manslaughter. Of course, mama got off easier. She pled guilty to 3 misdemeanors. Wonder what those were. Only 3 years earlier, a Border Patrol agent in Arizona decided to spice things up at his kid's gender reveal party. So he shot an exploding target that would release a blue liquid, letting everyone know that
it's a boy.
He was such a shit marksman, it took him 4 shots to finally hit the target. And when he did...
It's a wildfire!
His exercise and narcissism destroyed 47,000 acres of Arizona parkland and also caused millions to suppress. Of course, the local politicos were quick to outlaw exploding targets. Isn't that always the knee-jerk reaction of politicians? When shit goes wrong, ban something. But they never ban stupid people, do they? That's because they'd have to ban themselves. Now, speaking of stupid people, many of the stupidest are commies. Most are so stupid they fail to realize they are commies. They've been told they're progressives or social democrats, or in the most deceptive label of all, liberals. Ooh, lefties dig that name. Love to wrap themselves in it. Makes them feel hip, slick, and cool. In with the in crowd. Like some finger-snapping Greenwich Village beatniks or beret-wearing bohos on the left bank. Sartre, Picasso, Camus, and many others, all Marxists and generally silver spooners. They hadn't the slightest experience of struggle, class or otherwise. Typical of most commie cheerleaders. They simply know not of what they speak or advocate. Marxism, like cancer, continues to metastasize around the world, certainly here in the U.S. But actually, it's a lot more like syphilis, which was nicknamed the Great Pretender by doctors. It has such a wide array of symptoms, it's tough to diagnose. People have been trying to stop communism for almost two centuries, but it keeps coming back, always pretending to be something it's not. The only sure cure for it is to suffer under a commie regime. Just ask Europeans who once lived behind the Iron Curtain, or Chinese who survived Mao's reign of terror, or Ho Chi Minh's takeover of Vietnam. Ask all those Venezuelans flooding into America what they thought of Hugo Chavez or the current socialist strongman, Maduro. Or swing by Little Havana in Miami. Ask some older Cubans how they enjoyed life under Castro. People who understand leftism and promote it are evil. Those who don't and promote it are stupid. Those who do understand it and revile it are not doing what needs to be done. They rail and rage at institutions, government, academia, corporations. It's kind of silly. Institutions have no feelings. They are abstractions and very temporary. The bricks and mortar ruins may remain after the occupants are dust, but even the pyramids are crumbling. So people make social media posts critical of the people running institutions, and those people don't care. In fact, the more rage they see directed at them, the harder they laugh from their corner office or guard-gated mansions and vacation homes and yachts. All those politicians and deans and execs pushing DEI and ESG, well, they'd be powerless without the millions of minions who happily carry out their orders. Conventional wisdom says cut the snake off at the head. In the case of Marxism, you really have to feed the snake into a meat grinder, tail first. Most leftists are atheists, but since a higher power is a basic human need, they worship government. Believe it's all-powerful, and therefore politics, that's their religion. And like most religious zealots, they feel compelled and entitled to preach their religion, evangelize, make new converts and conquests, grow the hive. Those who love freedom and detest Marxism generally believe in a God, and that all rights and freedoms come from him, not some fuckball politician, or alphabet agency, or robed judge, or legislator. It's a fact that people with a spiritual foundation tend to lead happier lives. happier people are generally nicer people. And there lies the rub. For years, I've believed that we need to stop being so damn nice. Get more confrontational with those whose beliefs are destroying our kids, our nation, and our way of life. Turns out I'm not the only person who feels this way. I stumbled on a post on X, formerly Twitter, by someone who calls herself Catgirl Kulak. It seems we share a number of opinions. What's a little disheartening is that she, like many of her peers, feels the need to remain anonymous with a silly screen name. That speaks to the perils of voicing an opposing opinion. However, her opinions are worthy of hearing, so here are her words. Every aging conservative, every testosterone-less man's man will accept anything. The 2-year imprisonment of their children. They'll take that sooner than start a scene and raise their voice, not against a system, but the immediate individual person enabling it. They'll bitch and moan about schools grooming kids, but not a one will walk up to one of the 20 town school teachers and tell them to their face that they are destroying the country and deserve the worst cancers. Not one will see the local activist walk into their store and tell them to get the fuck out. For every government policy, for every order from the top, there is a person who is actually implementing those orders at the lowest level. A person who makes it all actually happen in the real world. A teacher giving a lesson on gender identity. A construction worker removing a statue. A harm reduction social worker handing out clean fentanyl and needles. Or the Border Patrol agent willing to betray his oath and let the border be invaded. These people could resign and refuse to participate. They could have chosen any one of 1,000 other jobs. They could quit tomorrow and get an honest job elsewhere, but they don't. Because they believe in what they're doing, and they're happy to be complicit in these crimes. This is your enemy. Not some German vampire with a funny accent. Not journos, not even the Biden White House. If Klaus Schwab, CNN, and Biden did not have people willing to enact their program upon your country, they'd just be the saddest and weirdest World of Darkness LARPers. Wow. Catgirl Kulak is mostly right, but she overlooked a few facts. The time to get in the faces of the overpaid drones who carry out the orders of the leaders, that may be over. Let's not forget how we watched parents silenced, handcuffed, and arrested at school board meetings because the DOJ classified them as domestic terrorists. California just passed the following legislation, quote, "Any parent, guardian, or other person whose conduct in a place where a school employee is required to be in the course of the employee's duties materially disrupts classwork or extracurricular activities or involves substantial disorder is guilty of a misdemeanor, punishable by a fine of not less than $500 or more than $1,000 or by imprisonment in a county jail, not exceeding 1 year, or by both imprisonment and the fine," unquote. Okay, now what exactly is substantial disorder? How is that defined? Well, that could be some irate parent complaining about school policies at a school board meeting, couldn't it? You bet your ass it could. So what these douchebags are doing is preemptively squelching dissent. You don't like what the school is doing? Shut up, or we'll throw you in jail. Look at videos of hard hats removing those statues that leftists find offensive. There's always a police escort. Catgirl Kulak doesn't mention cops. But we did see them arresting surfers on California beaches during COVID lockdown, didn't we? Yes, we did. I saw dozens of cops surrounding a restaurant in Burbank, California, a place that refused to close during lockdown. They also stood by as a construction crew sank chain-link fencing in concrete surrounding the restaurant, and then they topped it with razor wire. They were just following orders, huh? Constitutional rights? What are those? We live in perilous times. A noose of government slips tighter around our throats daily. So while it may be risky to challenge some asshole educator at a school board meeting, the guy down the street with the Vote Blue Lawn sign, he probably doesn't have a police escort. You can tell him what you think of him and his politics. If he doesn't like it and takes a swing at you, well, he'll be the one in handcuffs. You gotta work that system. Make it work for you. Game it. Game it good. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Stop by thatlarryshow.com for hundreds more episodes. While you're there, click the subscribe button so you never miss one. Now, if you like what you just heard, click the Patreon or PayPal buttons and support the show. Because there are a lot of lefty douchebags who'd like to end this show. So if you like it, support it. We've got a fresh batch of weatherproof magnetic Lukva stickers. That's Leave Us the Fuck Alone. They dress up your vehicle, fridge, or any metal surface and tell the world exactly where you stand. Only $15 each or three for $40, hell of a deal. Swing by thatlarryshow.com to see one. They look great and are just about indestructible, real quality goods. Click the PayPal button to order and be sure to leave a mailing address and mention the word Lukva so I know that's what you want. Some have said that leaving an address at PayPal can be difficult, so if that's the case, just send it to me by mail. thatlarryshow@gmail.com. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts. And until that time, take no shit.